All of the tunes here tonight on George D are brought to you by Paulie. Paulie P.
The stars don't even matter. Now I'm filled to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter.
A bunch of matter. Thanks, Polly P. Black and gold. What would you say that your accent is? What part of England are you from?
I'm from the Midlands.
Yeah?
Yeah, from Leicester.
And is that your accent? Is it a Leicester? Is that a true Leicester accent? Or
no.
Has it been affected by the experiences of your life?
No, apparently it's not a Leicester accent, the accent that I've got. Apparently certain words have a Leicester twang to them, but I don't sound like I'm from the Midlands.
You don't, no. You don't. You sound a little bit more London to me, I'd say.
I've just got what's called a broad English accent.
Broad.
So, yeah, broadly broad. English. So.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's nice.
I like your accent. I think it's sweet. What would you call my? Can you hear my English ancestry in my accent while I speak?
Yes, but you also have Australian inflections at the end of your sort of questions and your speaking.
Want to go up? Which at is the end of sentence?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So I have a bit of a hybrid because of living in Australia. So I can sort of dip into it, but apparently Australians take the piss out of me trying to badly do Australian. Apparently at times, but it sometimes occasionally works when I'm sort of relaxed.
When you relax, what helps you relax? Let's get you there now. Hey, would you say that Stuart has a stronger Australian accent than me?
I ain't giving my love to you tonight. I ain't giving my love to you tonight. No, I ain't giving my love to you tonight. No, I ain't giving my love to you tonight.
Stop. Space. Return.
I'm just a spin and learning to slow down this yearning.
Crazy P was a DJ band that I came across. Its full name is Crazy Penis, but they had to shorten it to Crazy P because it was a little bit...
Paul said penis.
It was a little bit hard.
Graphic?
It was a little hard to tell. So they sort of took the enus off.
The enus. I just left it P.
And they were a band that I became... there's a few bands in my life that I've become obsessed by, but I'm not a big groupie. So
you didn't stalk them?
No.
Instagram so followed them?
I think I've basically done...
So this is a song called Orleans by Chicane, featuring Lisa Gerard. And Paulie chose this song because...
living in major cities around the world with different... different beliefs and different ways of seeing things can come into conflict, and warfare can happen both in the killing fields of Syria and also on the streets of any city, any village, any place, basically. And this song was something that I used to be able to get through a trio of atrocities that happened in London last year, one in Borough Market, one at Westminster Bridge, and the other one in East London. And all of them had some form of terrorism attached to them. And the reality is that living in major cities, I've experienced quite a few different forms of terrorism. I've experienced nail bombs, I've experienced a variety of an IRA bomb. So there's been different times when I've been really close to the epicentres of such destruction. And the thing that I remember seeing an IRA bomb explode with an individual with glass coming out of there and blood coming out.
We're going to stop this transmission because it's too graphic. Fast forward to...
And this song.
It's quite...
It got you through? It reminds you of that time?
No.
I've ruined it. Sorry, but you're horrifying me.
That's the whole thing that this point is.
Okay.
Horrific things happen in life and you need something to remind you and lift you out of that horror into beauty.
That's true. I just don't want to hear the details unless it's in a zombie episode on Netflix.
Maybe you need to stop watching so many zombie movies and actually reach out to your community and understand how they suffer and the pain they feel.
Shut down in flames by Paulie P. By Chicane. Thank you. stalk them?
No.
Instagram so, followed them?
I think I've basically done D-Ream, Kylie Minogue.
D-Ream? Yeah. Dream, in other words. Kylie Minogue. Oh, love Kylie.
And Lamb.
Lamb are awesome.
And Crazy P.
Never heard of Crazy P.
My sort of main ones that I've ever even been to see. I've also been to see the Spice Girls as well, which was an interesting affair.
Yeah, I bet.
Dropping in ecstasy with loads of 6 to 7 year olds sitting in seats where you can't stand up and dance 4 rows back from the front. Was, you know, rather like...
Did little kids like the Spice Girls?
Yeah, there was loads of little kids and their mums. And they were like, yes, get up on the seats. But you were then told not to get up on the seats and dance. You had to be sitting and dancing to the Spice Girls, which is a little difficult.
Yeah, that's, I don't like chair dancing when I'm at a live concert. To be honest, I had an experience with young people at a music concert.
Yeah.
It was in the mosh pit. Right. So I thought it was the Black Keys. And I lit up my J, because the mosh pit was the only place you could smoke and drink. You couldn't smoke and drink in the other outer circle where you watched the band. And it was closest to the band. I was like, well, that's brilliant, man. The closest to the band, you can drink and smoke. Yeah. So I took my J and I lit it up. And then I realised that kids were allowed in the mosh pit as well. It was like a family music thing, you know. And there was this 8-year-old standing next to me, and I was like, just inhale deeply, Johnny. Inhale deeply. What is your mother letting you into the mosh pit for? You'll never forget this one. So, yeah, children and music concerts, not so much.
I know, yeah, sort of kids going, you're getting more excited than I am, why is that?
The Spice Girls! Spice up your life, if you're having a good time! I loved the Spice Girls. I have one of their CDs. I was living in Thailand when they were huge.
So what do you think the Spice Girls did for feminism?
Yeah.
I think it was great. I think I haven't been asked this very deep question before, so I'll have to think about it. To be honest, I think a girl band is very, it's a good role model for women because they're successful, they make money, they're famous, they're liberated, they're independent. Forget all that, you know, they were a formula and somebody told them what to do. That's not very liberated, but that's behind the scenes. I like that they had Sporty Spice, Posh Spice, Baby Doll. Like, I like how they had all the different incarnations of what a woman can be. It's like, we can be whatever we want to be. Yeah, so having not thought about that question before, that's my initial response. Retort? Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I think currently there's retro nostalgia to do with the Spice Girls. There's quite a lot of it.
Oh, there's a girl movement on YouTube. All the Indian girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I forgot about that.
So I think the concept of girl power and feminism sort of transmogrifies itself in different forums different times. And can also do so like fashion, you know, to a certain degree.
Yeah,
sort
yeah.
of come back around, but it's the same sort of thing. I think that they
It gave feminism a breath of fresh air.
I think if you'd like to go to like boys rather than girls, like boy bands, and look at, you know, the formulas that they put together for boy bands to be able to produce music.
NSYNC, Boys to Men.
Exactly. And the identities.
Backstreet Boys.
And what they represented in different representations of masculinity, potentially in their own sort of...
Well, they're all kind of metrosexual, I always felt.
Yeah.
Boy bands.
Well, no, there was one that was, you know, a wife beat rough, you know,
hang
like
on.
A rough...
Are you talking The Village Men? the one in leather chaps? When I grew up, because I loved the village
however
people.
You take it, the format's still there.
I loved the Village People. And when I grew old, everyone was like, they were gay. And I was like, no, but the guy in leather was my fave. He can't be gay. I want to marry him.
They were all very good with their hands.
Okay. Yes, you can sail the seven seas. Yes, you can put your mind at ease.
is MJ Cole. Sincere is the name of the song. Paulie's choice.
Be sincere. Be sincere. Be sincere. Be sincere.
They're all very good with their hands.
I particularly liked the cowboy. Oh no, the Red Indian, which is so politically incorrect now, isn't it? A cowboy and a Red Indian.
Yeah.
Was he Mexican, the guy that was in The Village People that played the Indian?
I think he was Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican playing Apache.
Puerto Rican with some sort of African mix, I think.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, from somebody that knew him. So.
I actually went to the YMCA in Hong Kong when I was a kid. They sent us there on school holidays, and we went on a trip on a Chinese junk across the Hong Kong harbour, patrolled and supervised by 18-year-olds, you know, so that was crazy. We got stuck on the rocks, we got lost, they forgot to give us food. I think they packed white bread jam and hot chocolate. That's what we lived on for 6 days. There were rats in the what do you call bedrooms on a boat?
Cabins.
Thank you. But
glad to be of help.
Long story short, at actually, that stage, YMCA by the Village People was huge.
Right.
So when we first gathered on opening night, before we went opening night, all of a sudden it's a jazz show. All the kids go up and we did YMCA and we did the miming with the hands. Yeah. Did you ever do that, Paulie?
I didn't ever, not in a YMCA.
No, but did you do the hands?
Of course. Everybody does the hands.
Good.
You know?
Excellent.
It's like that, and Oops Upside Your Head, the one where you have to get down on the floor. And
what? No one ever showed me that. Oops Upside Your Head, everybody's upside your head.
Legs and you have to pretend
what?
You're going.
What the hell? I missed out on this dance.
Yes, it's a floor dance. You actually have to get down on the floor, and then there's the conga, you know. There's all these different types of dance.
Hey, community, guess what I think we should have next?
Communal dancing.
We should have Oops Upside Your Head, everybody's upside your head. Saying.
Upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP.
Say oops, upside your head. Say oops.
Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head.
Say it loud.
Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head.
Say it loud.
Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head.
Pay attention, sucker.
Umbala. Oops Upside Your Head reminds me of Snap. Oops Up Extended Mix. Everybody say Umbala.
Long game, find step down. a day when nothing seems to go your way, but you stick it out anyway, 'cause you're a champ. I don't know what I'm gonna do, gonna do. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna
Combs.
Cans and combs.
Sorry.
Retard.
Yo, coming in with a sound fresher than cut grass.
On the start,
second up we enter if you must ask.
Rush past, like you've forgotten your mind.
All the drivers all up in the face like, can I see a bus pass? But nah, we just want a little wine, bruv. Call me what you want, but you should not call it a night, love. And I might just join a mile high club. Only problem being that I couldn't give a flying.
Yeah, let me touch back down.
Slap her on the bum until it
comes back round.
Half the room's like, oi, what's this all about? With the other half jiving.
I love that sound.
What? Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
So flick your back butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, your mama can hum.
Me.
I just want all of these girls to be on me. And maybe even one of them could be Beyonce. We ain't gonna pack the rap noise in. All of that cheesy stuff, clap, clap, sing. And we're gonna burn some calories right here, right now. Ain't over till a fat boy slims, mama.
Mama, do the hump, mama, do the hump, hump. Mama, won't you please, yeah, let me do the hump,
mama.
Mama, do the hump, mama, do the hump, hump.
What?
Mama, won't you please,
yeah,
let me do the
hump, hump. Do the hump, mama.
Yeah, knock her run back down.
Bust a little jiggy is the
drum trap pound.
The room are just making a run crowd with the other half jiving.
I love that sound.
Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
So flick your fag butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, your mama can't hum.
When we step into the room, everybody makes a pathway. Cause you know what came, make the dance change. And we rule that crowd, and we don't change pace at the halfway. We keep it moving, we hold it down. Can't stop, break sweat, no losing. Yes, nobody gonna take my crown. Hold back, nah, never gonna happen. Hold back, nah, never gonna happen. Especially when it's all packed out, crowd shouting out. Yeah, I love that sound. Yeah, yeah, I love that sound. One. Yeah, yeah, I love that sound. So flick your fag butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, your mama can hump.